ce kowa ya ce alhamdulillah. Ya ce Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala da ya tashi halitta sai ya halicce mu mutane. Kuma a cikin halittan bayan bai yi mu dabbobi ko wata halitta daban ba sai ya yi mu mutane, a mutanen ma kuma ya yi mu musulmai, kuma a musulman ma al'umman sayyidina Rasulullahi. Wanda Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yake cewa ku ne mafi alhairin mutane da muka fitar da ku daga cikin ainihin al'ummomi. Dalilin wannan saboda ku yi umarni da kyakkyawan aiki, kuma ku yi hani da munanan aiki. To dalilin ko da ya sa muka zama fi alhairin mutane ko al'umma, saboda kawai muna umarni da kyakkyawa ne mu yi hani da mummuna, shine dalilin da ya sa Allah ya ambace mu da mu ne mafi alhairin al'umma. Ko kuma a kawai saboda mun kasance ma al'umman manzon Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shi yasa kila muka zama mafi alhairin al'umma din. Kuma haka Allah ya sake zaben mu sai yayi mu ɗan ɗari ƙarshe a madar Tijani bayan mun
zama Allah ta'ala anu.
Yace ɗari uku guda ɗari uku da goma sha uku ita ɗari ƙarshe a madar Tijani, ita ce ta zo ta ƙarshe. Ita ɗariƙa ba mutum bane kawai yake zama yayi tunani ya ƙirƙiro wasu wuridai ya ce bari ya tara almajirai ya basu, ya zama ɗariƙa. Ɗariƙa ba haka take ba. Duk wanda yake haɗa irin wannan shi ke haɗa bama-bamai. Mutum kawai ya shafi faɗi, yake shingiɗa ya ƙirƙiro wasu wuridi kawai ya ce bari ya fara raba ma almajirai, shi ma ya yi creating ɗin ɗariƙa. Misalin shi shine mutum ya buɗe kemis. Bai je ya yi karatun kuma likitanci ba ko pharmacy ba. Ba certificate na pharmacy, ba wani abin da ya karanta na harkar likitanci, sai ya buɗe shagon magunguna ya zuba magunguna ce. Sai ya fara haɗa magunguna da paracetamol da panadol da wata tarkace, sai ya fara ba mu. Da mutum ya zo ya ce bai da lafiya, kawai sai ibo wanda ya ga sun mai kawai ya bashi. To lallai imam ya ce wata rana za a tarar yana kashe mutane, saboda zai dinga ba su kila maganin da zai kashe su. Shau ya ce saboda haka ɗariƙu daga manzo Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam suke fitowa. Shi kuma ɗariƙun gaba ɗaya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ne ya ba sayyidul wujudi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A bayan manzo Allah babu wani annabi. Sai aka buɗe babul wilayati tunda annabta ta ƙare. Dole ne a turo wanda zai shiryar da mutane da wannan karantarwa na annabi shine na Al-Qur'ani. To tunda annabta ta ƙare, to dole a dinga turo kuma waɗansu magabata da za su dinga shiryar da al'umma ta farki manzo Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasu suna mamaki ko har yanzu abin da suke challenge wai me yasa ga musulunci kuma a ce wai sai an yi wata ɗariƙa kuma. To ai hadisin manzo Allah ne yace al'umman zamani na kaman annabawan bani Isra'ila ne. To malamai
English is very I can speak in English, said we should
translate
to English,
but I think
I'm not qualified in grammar. People may see my mistakes.
But you have some
grammatical issues. So and the lecturer is around, and even the student can mark me. So we can try in English so that we can be faster. So Allah has sent messengers first, and the first messenger was the last. That is Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah. Awwalu tawhidin wa awwalu mursulin. He is the first man that stood in front of Allah saying La ilaha illallah. No one before him. Even the angels were not there that time. nothing before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah. He is the first thing that came out from Allah. Allah himself said, كنت كنزا مخفيا لم أورث فأحببت أن أورث فخلقت خلقا. I was a treasury, unknown. When I wanted to be known, I created Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Allah created Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, up to now, he's looking toward him. He never stopped looking at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if he is not seeing anything but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is mentioning his name only. Allah has no wirid. Who gave Allah wirid to do? La ilaha illallah, oh Muhammad Rasulullah, oh Astaghfirullah, oh Salatu ala Nabi. Oh, Allah has no work. His service is to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's all services. He's serving Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel khadimuhu wal haqqu najahu. The biggest angel of Allah. Right hand, the first angel is Jibreel, and he's behind Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, serving him day and night. And in front of him, Allah is standing with him. Even when the wives of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to disturb him, Allah told them that I am his bodyguard. Don't ever think you can do anything with him without my presence. And I will fight anybody who can fight with Allah. In the sake of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah is mentioning Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad Rasulullah. You see it in the Quran, Muhammad Rasulullah. So that is the wirid of Allah. The wirid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is La ilaha illallah. It's mentioning the name of Allah, and Allah is mentioning the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why you cannot be a Muslim except you believe in the both side of Kalimat Tawheed. The first side is La ilaha illallah, belongs to who? Is the wirid for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad Rasulullah is the wirid of Allah. They were together before everything, and after everything they are together. You cannot have access to Allah except through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the original prophet. The other prophets, they are like the image, the reflection. The reflection of the sun to the stars or the galaxies give them reflection. This moon has no light on its personal body, but its reflection from the sun, the moon has light. So the all messengers, they are just like kawkab to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the sun appears, who can see a galaxy or a star? Nobody can see it. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is as this sun. When he came, no prophetship again. Allah has closed everything. Before he came, messengers collected the messengership from him. The appointment, they took it from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the last messenger was Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and he is saying, "Wa mubashiran bi rasulin yatim ba'di ismuhu Ahmad." If Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not existing that time, how Prophet Isa will mention his name? Were you mentioned before you came? No. Nobody mentioned you. Until the day you were born, your father called you with your name. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was called before he was born. And his Ahmad is his Muhammad. The name of Ahmad is known in the universe. Muhammad is known down the universe. On this earth, we call him Muhammad, in the creation. But in the heaven, he is Ahmad. Because he himself is the one praising Allah. When he came to us, we say Muhammad, he has no anything to damage. He's perfect, 100%. Muhammad. محمد ذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد الله is محمود Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Muhammad. When the messengership has ended and his book was the last book, nobody can bring another new book. And people need a guidance. Nobody can go alone. Nobody can live alone. Nobody can enjoy alone. If you have enjoyment, you have to enjoy with people. It's there where you enjoy it. But if you close in your house and you enjoy only, you may not feel it well. As some people look at the football, some have it in their houses, but they prefer to watch with their friends. That's where good friend is very, very important. If you don't have good friend, you will not go anywhere. We will take you back. And you will regret knowing him Yom Al Qiyamah. So Allah, when Prophet ﷺ passed away, buried him, the earth itself cried. Allah asked the earth, why are you crying? It says, you have been sending messengers on me, and this is the last messenger. And he has passed away. I may not see like this man again throughout the life. So the rest of my life and the people on me is all a life of regretting only. And I will not be happy again. Allah say, no, I promise you, I will send the scholars that are equal to the messengers of Bani Israel. Those messengers, why Allah called them ulama Bani, Anbiya Bani Israel, they don't have their own book. They use Taurat, the book of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. If you are a messenger and you are in Zaria, and Musa is in Kaduna example, you don't have your new book. You have to walk to Musa and you collect the Taurat and go to Zaria and teach your people. We have the last book, which book we will use? You don't have any book again. Who can see Torah now? All those books are expired books. And our book never expire. This is the Quran. So Allah promised to send ulama in this Islam, Deen Islam. And Prophet ﷺ used to give them permission. You do this and this and this to guide your people. The tariqah, the total number of tariqah is 313. Tariqah Tijaniyah was the last tariqah and is the best tariqah. Nobody can lie to bring another tariqah now. If somebody brings a tariqah, he's lying. Let him call it his tariqah, not tariqah from Allah to Prophet ﷺ to us. No. Tariqah Tijaniyah was the last. And it was given to the best wali. Khayr shuyukh al-dahr bil-iqlaqi, imamuna Tijaniyah zul-akhlaq. The best of the all tariqahs, all the leaders, is imamuna Tijaniyah. Why? Zul-akhlaq. Zul-akhlaq. Prophet ﷺ was the best of messengers because he have something that they don't have. Many messengers we read in Quran, they pray to kill their people. Allah kill them. Many has happened. They were died. They were killed. Demolished. Bombs. Everything. But Prophet ﷺ, he never prayed punishment for his people. He used to ask Allah, please forgive them. They don't know. He even give Allah an excuse that we don't know. We don't know him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, because the people of his time, they don't know him. That's why they deny him. He said, Allah, sorry, don't punish them. And Allah, he leave them. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave these tariqahs to Maulana Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. And Allah called him and Allah told Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Innaka la ala khuluqin azim. You're virtuous. You have good virtue, khuluq. He forgives when you insult him. When you beat him, he forgives. Everything you do, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he forgives. But if you say, this idol is Allah, he say, I will never forgive you for that. His anger is because of Allah only. He never get angry because of himself. That's why if somebody touch him and he was affected, it's Allah who will fight, not Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No. He fights for Allah, Allah fights for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to Sheikh Tijani of the Allah on this tariqa, and he said, I guarantee everybody who took this tariqa, he's my sahaba, not yours. Your sahaba belongs to me. Ashabuka ashabi. We are sahaba of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahi. We are not ordinary people. If you are a Tijaniya, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sheikh Tijani that whoever accepts your tariqah is my companion. Do we need the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No. Why do we get this honor? Because of Sheikh Tijani to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why we are the best of an ummah? Because of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not because of our work. We cannot do anything that Samu Dawa cannot do. Samu Dawa, they were the strongest people. And we are the best people. Why? We sleep throughout the night. We enjoy food. We enjoy fun, AC, everything. The cars and the planes. We travel everywhere. And we are the best. Why? Because of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His maqama affected us. Not because of our work. Now you are best of al-Ummah. Then in the Turuq, again, Allah have selected other people. We are among, inshallah. When we accept the tariqah, Sheikh Ibrahim said, whoever accept this tariqah, let him assume that he have a greatest karama during his life. To accept the tariqah is a karama. Some people are looking karama in another way. No. He said the biggest karama is to accept istighfar. Salat ala nabi an la ilaha illallah. Very, very, very short. And can be found in the Quran. Who can say it's haram? Something inside the Quran. Who can say it's haram? Even if Sheikh Tijani created this tariqah, we must do it, wallahi. And nobody can bring another tariqah. Even if you can create tariqah, bring one tariqah that contains these three. You don't have. Even in Saudi, even the Wahhabis, you see in their preaches, they advise their people, do istighfar, do salat ala nabi, do la ilaha illallah. That is tariqah Tijaniya, in short. But they don't know. Once you know Allah loves you, that's why he gives you the understanding. قالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. To hear and to understand is only by Allah. Many people can see, but they cannot hear. The hearing is a miracle. Nobody knows the tissue that can make you hear. But any sound, you hear it. How? That's how the heart is. Allah, if Allah did not open the heart, nobody can open it for you. Am ala qulubin aqfaluha. The hearts are closed. And only Allah has the key. Once Sheikh Tijani radiallahu anhu call you to this tariqa and you accept, make sure that you are a big, big Sufi. And big wali from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He told Sheikh Tijani, "Damina lahumul wilaya." He has guaranteed us to get the position of wilayahship. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "If you own the stone of Uhud as a gold, and you distribute it all in the southern Islam, and Allah accept your work, all your reward cannot give you position of Sahaba to Rasul." Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we, in shortcut, get it through Maulana Sheikh Tijani radiallahu anhu. So we have to be saying, Sheikh Tijani, thank you. We have to thank Sheikh Tijani. Wallahi. Without him, you cannot get to this high station of wilaya.
So we are welcoming our master, Maulana Sheikh Ali Tijani.
I will continue small and get to your point so that we can continue. Then the last tariqa is the tariqa Tijaniya, as I said. Once you come inside the tariqa, you are a wali. Nobody can pull you out. And you are a sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, companionship of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed that anybody in this tariqa, his end will be very, very good. Will end with La ilaha illallah. Easily. It's guaranteed from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it's a dangerous point in hadith that somebody may walk good until his last minute and he is yet leave the way. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sheikh Tijani, whoever accepts this tariqa, his end will be excellent. And after Sheikh Tijani, he mentioned that somebody is coming. That man, I will not talk about him now. Since Sayyidah Ali Sisi is around. That great man that all the world know him. Sheikh Tijani, the leader of this tariqa, told us that the man will not be known in this world. After we go to Yom Al-Qiyamah, nobody will know him there. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be proud of him in front of the all messengers. He will raise him up, his hand, and call in the gathering of the messengers. Everybody is there. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say, who have a kind of person like this? He's the one that called all the world and they answer him, and he traveled all over the world, and during his period, his time, this development of this world has happened from 19th century, because in the wilaya we have a technology, new technology. It has affected this physical technology again. The planes were allowed to fly because they created the even culottes. Before Chef Brian was allowed, no culottes. It was not easy to get a culotte to wear. The roads and nations, everything came out. The scientists, they developed everything physical, even this Western knowledge came to us. During his time, he asked his father permission to go to learn the Western education, Chevrolet Modelam. Because he knows why. When he gets his father, he say, I want to go to learn this Western education. His father did not allow him. He said, no, I don't want you to know this kind of knowledge. Just stay in this book. I say, okay, I know why I asked you permission to give me reason to learn this education. Don't you deny it, no problem. Later on, he is dealing with the Western people again. Those with the colonists in Senegal. They are dealing with Sheikh Abdullah Hinyas, and they don't speak Wolof and Arabic. Him too cannot speak French to them. They only write a letter to him. You have to find somebody outsider to read the message and translate it. So within a short period of time, he realized that he has no secret again. Because the outsiders are reading the messages and they are telling other people. Everybody will know what they said and what was his response. He was angry one day. He said, Wallahi, if I know this day will come, Ibrahim, I will leave you to learn this Western education. Because this Western education is the one that developed it. After that, he sent his grandson, Imam Hassan Sisi, to London to learn this Western education. And everybody know him in Islam, what he has done for Islam, because of translating this knowledge of Sheikh Ibrahim. If you translate it, people will understand. Inshallah. So that man, we are stopping there for him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We are very thankful to our beloved Imam Hassan. So please, I would like to introduce we have to say alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
In this day, we are the shadow of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, whoever denies him, the Prophet, we know he's not among the people sharing him. So, but the Prophet said again, zikr sali, in the zikr sali, and alhamdulillah, we are this place now, we are together with our master, Sayyidi Ali. He is the guidance, he is the light, and he is the mercy also. He is the one that always guides us to the straight path, and he is the extremely beloved of Sheikh Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah, I think I will call the Muqaddam to come and close to him so that he can translate those people in English, so that inshallah, I think he will say something, little, just a little, because I know that we don't have enough time.
من عمل الصالحات وتواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر وقال يا رجل عمل كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب عليكم من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القران هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان ومن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وعن صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت وأن صلى الله عليه وسلم على صلاة من حفظهن وهو ولي حقا ومن ضيعهن فهو عدو حقا الصلاة والصوم والجنابة وعن صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لمن قال له مرني بعمل ينفعني قال عليك بالصوم فإن الإسلام في يدك وعن صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما سقط من ذنبه وعن صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وفتنة الشياطين وأما صلى الله عليه وسلم من أفطر صائما كان الذي مثل أجره من غير أن يكسر أجر الصائم شيئا الحمد لله من أجل رمضان wata mai alfarma wata mai girma da wannan al'umma duk da sauran al'ummomi an ba su azumi amma ba kamar irin azumin mu ba azumin mu ya bauna kowa girma annabi Musa alayhi salam ya tambaye Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ya rabbi hal akramta ahadin sunna ma akramtani bi kallamtani bi zatika wa kafaytani ala ummatin ukrimu bi shahr ramadan wa ana kallamtuka min wara'i 70 alf hijab wa hum idha samu arsaw an min hijaba wa akuna qarabi ila min kulli shay annabi Musa ya tambaye Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala akan wannan azumin ramadan yace na ga wata al'umma to a rike